Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hi, everyone.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sean Latham, better known as DLA Zerleth.
And this is Michael. And I have one extra guest in the room right with me right now. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Good to have
you. Right. Michael invited people to call in to our show to ask us anything they want. Yes, I'm crazy because who knows what people will ask us tonight, Michael, but we shall see. Let me give everyone our call-in number and our email tonight. Our call-in phone number is 844-200-4449. Again, that is 844-200-4449. Our email is nomorebs25@gmail.com. Again, that is nomorebs, the number 25@gmail.com. While we are waiting for calls, Mike, do you want to give us a quick update about anything?
Today, this last week has been really kind of interesting, but I started working for a baseball club on Saturday called the Seattle Mariners, since we are all over the country. I officially worked for them again. It was my first game was Saturday. Saturday. And I worked for them before COVID for 6 years. And COVID happened, and I haven't done it for 2 years. But I'm happy to be coming back home to the Mariners, scan tickets, and other duties of the flying bosses like that. But I'll be doing that work for them. Our first game is next Friday on Good Friday. For those who celebrate that, happy Good Friday to you a week early. Matter of fact, Sean, I don't know if I told you personally, but Emily and me, because of my work schedule, are going to do a little early Easter, because I have to work on a Sunday Easter. So let's see what else is out.
That would be.
Get a little early, because then we actually have a meal. Instead of having, on an actual day. I mean, she'll eat something, but anyway.
Sure. How do you Americans love to live there?
I think we're going to win the West. The only pitching staff is really good, really strong. And remember last year we won 90 games and didn't make the playoffs. So it'll be between us and Houston, I think. The rest of the division doesn't look so strong. So I we have a very good chance to make a playoff, at least a wild card. And I'm going to, you know, I plan to be busy in October, so that'll be fun.
Oh, no. I'm no Raiders Bell Bell.
Well, no. So I work Friday and Sunday for the games that I'll be working. And then for the rest of the week, I work for the Monday through Thursday during the regular season. Now we're on the road when the lesson is playing in Boston for the weekend. And I like going to the movies with a friend of mine. That might be on the line. And go see my grandmother or be with my wife or something like that. Because, you know, I go back and forth because I go to Seattle and stay with brother-in-law and my mom, Emily's mother, to have a place to stay when I'm in Seattle. I can tell you. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll start, depending on the weather, we're starting in Minnesota this year. That's where the game is in Minnesota, the first game. It'll be either Thursday or Friday, depending on the weather.
I hope you do well.
Yes. And I have one of the things to tell you, one of the things that I think, and there's actually having a doubleheader this year and a couple of dates. And I love it if you're into it that much, to go to two baseball games in one day, trying to find somebody who say, okay, I'm crazy enough to do it. And I'll take the day off so we actually go to the game. So I'm looking at doing that. There's a game in October 4th. That's a Tuesday. And I might, I'll tell you, but I've never done a doubleheader before. In baseball, they don't do it very often. So I'm definitely thinking about going to that game. Matter of fact, you go, but I've already done at least one bit.
Along with drinking, I think, a beer, like only he can.
He even came back the next night as a surprise and did his finishing move on another three people, including the owner of WWE, Vince McMahon, using his seven, no less. Needless to say, it was a wild event. We had another match with the Jackass crew that used to do really dumb stuff on MTV that was really wild. We, of course, had normal wrestling matches, too. The main event saw Roman Reigns, a relative of movie star The Rock, win against Brock Lesnar, a former UFC heavyweight champion.
Had a lot of fun, The Rock.
So how did you play this, Kill or whatever?
It's on Peacock. Yeah. Peacock. And W. Yeah, Peacock. Premium, but they do all the wrestling. What used to be pay-per-view is now on Peacock. So, yeah. It's fun.
Yes. That would stop you in a city way. What,
No. I did not pay for all that. Because it used to be like $50 a bill, and now it's only like $9.99 for the whole thing. We have all the NBC bills. And
yeah, cool.
And Universal movies bills.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
No, I didn't have a WWE. Oh. Yeah.
That's tough, wild.
It was fun. You know, it was like 8 hours. 8 hours of wrestling.
You were in heaven.
Yeah.
You were like, everybody knows I can see for the next 2 days. You're like, so. Who are you into wrestling?
I have some friends. I might have been over. But it's the next day. Well, listen. It's a very rural part of London stage. I've been in Old County. And the next year we only have 1,000 people live there. And that is the reason I did have a couple of friends who were in giraffe race. So they got me in the race. And I think my first one around WrestleMania 3 where Hulk Hogan with Andre. With Andre the Giant was the one I lost.
I know we're on a radio station, but basically I'm going to just you anyway, like talking to each other.
I don't know.
And remember, you can call in and ask anything you want tonight.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to do. I'll do it. But I want to know if the nice wrestler came here to Washington, like Tacoma Dome, or the new climate fled arena, how much would you want to go to the wrestling? I already know the answer. What do you think? Am I right?
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Although I had to be, it'd be a lot funny if the main, what used to be called pay-per-view. Because, they'll say they do program every week. And those bills are kind of boring. But they do one main event every month. So if one of those comes to Cola, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you this, and 50,000 people are out there, how many are willing. If they ever come, when you find out, and we can find somebody who can drive, because I don't drive, with the tickets, I'll help people get the tickets. If you can find somebody who can drive up there,
we'll go to this show.
Okay.
Let me point out to the listening audience that are they moved recently. I think we've had one or two shows. So me and Sean can actually see each other more often than just on the radio, on our Zoom. So we used to be doing that more often. But he moved a few months ago. For those who were not to watch the last episode.
And now I'm going to all the different infection. I'm getting my mouth remodeled. I've been drinking a while. And
you get bathroom remodeled.
Yeah, I'm becoming a reactor for people that can't see me. I need to have all this better. And I need to have more room in the bathroom. But one problem was the bathroom was right by my office, and in order for them to give you the bathroom, they also had to give you the office. So I've been back in my bedroom.
Buddy, you're always welcome to come over to our house anytime you want.
I know.
I'm serious. I'm going to do one thing so I can get out of my wheelchair and I'm going to lay on a different, be in a different place. But, so that's going on. If you hear something, everything's cool. But I don't want to sit in the wheelchair any more than I have. I have been way too long today. But I do have something else to say that we should actually do a show about sometime, Sean. This is something that happened to me. I got hurt at work recently, but I'm recovering and getting better. And so I'm happy about that. I'm relieved, actually. So, but I want to, we should talk about people making sure that not everything is seen. I learned that with the episode, so they didn't block off the sidewalk. So
the sidewalk.
So it's Sean. It's been an interesting time. Let's see, what else is up? I lost my train of thought for a second.
Oh, no.
I lost. No problem.
Do you want me to tell you an update right here?
Yeah, go for it. Tell me.
Okay, they brought me one serious. I don't know if I brought one, but this is a serious one.
In a more serious update, I also attended National ARPS Public Policy Seminar last week, and I met with five different federal legislators along with a team of advocates from Washington State led by our great state leader Dan Staton from Washington State. The big bill to know about for the event is the Better Care Better Jobs Act, S-2210 and H.R. 4131. This act would improve home and community-based services across the United States. If passed, services such as health care, personal care, case management, and rehabilitative services will improve and be able to serve more people. I use home and community-based services every day to get ready for the day. These services keep me independent and able to live in the community, rather than in large institutions that takes away many of our freedoms. See these large restrict congregate settings shut down. I know for myself, being able to hire, manage, and change providers helps me live the life I want to, which includes working hard at a full-time job and having free time. I encourage all the listeners to look into the bills. There is a chance we can get some of what's that bill into a budget reconciliation bill, because at the federal level, they really like to combine things.
Yeah,
okay, so I don't know if this is special, but is there a way you play that again? Meaning the number of the number of the bill?
Oh, the number of the bill.
Okay. So if I do that, so we don't get space in the air, that's what I'm doing. It's stopping a little so that people would know what the bill number is.
The bill.
Bill. Okay.
And so that's why the bill level. At the federal level, you have a bill in Venice, and you have a bill in the House of Representatives.
Okay.
And it's a thing. Yeah.
You have two bills that basically do the same thing, or similar, correct?
Yeah, they all do the same thing.
But right.
Then, the funding is 22-10. 22-10.
22-10?
And then,
22-10. Okay.
And,
go with that. Fine.
Wait
for me. I got 22-10. I got that memorized.
And then, all right. The house about today. The bill number is 41-31.
41-31. Okay. All right. So everyone, first of all, one of the things we could do, John, is just tear the bill apart section by section. Talk about it every time. We can see if we get some traction now that we have a listening audience. And see what we do get the baby back.
Yeah.
That's easy. So,
and both of them,
and the Senate 22-10, and the House will take me a minute to revise everything, but I'm going to put in another sheet of paper on a what do you guys call it? You would call it a Word document, a master wizard. So hold on a second. Do that and use this as the
same. Those people know. We have the
from Washington State.
I'm very supportive of this bill. Don't have to work. We have to work a little more on the end of the Marine Parallel.
We have educators. What? Let's get this done. And then we other look at other senators if you need, we need more Republican support, more of not a partisan issue. We're trying to make it matter, right?
Yeah, I want it to be bipartisan.
We want it to be bipartisan. Hey, here's one thing about disability. It doesn't care if it's an R or a T. You have one, and you're part of the family. But there you go.
Another one bill. I have two other bills. If you want to know about those two bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to address a few bills. This is F-2035. We would update the SSI program. For example, would increase resource limits to 10,000 for individuals and 20,000 for couples. This change along with earned income changes would help a lot of people with disabilities, especially since this program hasn't been updated in decades. This and a few other bills regarding Social Security would help everyone on these programs now, especially those who want to marry. Since people who manage ERP in a line often by combining their assets. Then lastly, S1566, the Safe Interaction Act of 2021, which would award grants to nonprofit disability organizations to develop training programs for law enforcement officers who may encounter individuals with disabilities. My organization, Allies Advocacy, believes this issue very important since many law officers need to be trained better when working with the disability population.
Do the number again. Say it one more time.
What bill?
The book you were doing. Can you do that piece again with the
number?
We'll do it again over. We'll do it again with the turn it over.
Hold on 1 minute.
No problem.
I do the first bill. For the SSI program is
S2065.
S2065. Yeah, the
S is
for the center.
For the Senate.
Yeah, I'm center. The other one is for the police bill. Now, number
S1566.
Okay.
And a bell.
So is it the same? No, I shouldn't lose people, but I think it's... So you have a main sponsor, you can get sponsors to be on the bill, just like they do it in the House in Washington, right?
Yeah.
So no matter where you live in the country, please contact your senator, your senator, or your representative. And we can do a series on this every couple of weeks or every couple of months to see what progress is. What do you think, Chuck?
I like the idea. Yeah.
And we can even run an ad to encourage the bill to be signed into law as well. So because this is all about us, it seems this bill, at least the bill about raising the SSI limit. Let's be real, people. We haven't done that in what did you say, decades.
get a hybrid, hybrid fellow. Some people are doing it all the same, and some people are watching to be a good one.
Oh, some of it did. Okay. Another conference, they're not related, if we can bounce back and for just a second, that reminded me to tell you there's another conference by an organization called Microsoft, you might have heard of them, on May 10th. And so, and it's going to be on by Zoom, or not Zoom, it's Teams. So that's Microsoft, it's Teams. So I'll send you some information about that as well. And that's free for everybody. Yeah, it's free. It's free. So I get to spread the truth and work on that. Maybe even people that haven't. So give me like 30 kids, and I'm changing the location for like.
How are you? I'm going to get out the phone number again. We hope that people. We hope that people call in today. Or email us. Get out the phone number.
Phone number is 844-244-49. Again, that is 844-244-49.
And then I email
our email is norbs25gmail.com. Again, that is no more BS. Number 25@gmail.com.
But we all be calling today. And I have this question.
Do we have anything on in the queue?
Well, we have one for about 20 seconds.
Okay. I don't know if you accidentally hung the phone or dropped it or whatever.
If you want a desktop, I'm gonna go put it on Facebook.
Sure. I can do that. So, I just two things I wanted to say before all things that happened in the last few months. One is, of course, I want to thank God for recovering last month. It was a couple of days before my funeral, or my grandfather's funeral, and I wasn't all mentally here. You know, it's been great doing it. We've done it together. I don't know how we've been together now, but it's much better with you than without you. So, your co-host, my best friend and co-host. So, fun tickle pink that you live this close to us. Folks, one thing that happened with my accident, and people that I'm okay, but it also made me realize what's important and what's not. So think about it more often. So please tell the people that you care about that you care about them, and I think you'll appreciate that later in life. So the other thing is, we haven't been talking about much about the Kraken. It's our first year. We're the biggest club. And one of these days, I'm going to try to get to go to the games. I don't know how that's going to be. That might be on my bucket list. I've been watching a lot of TV. I watch Zoom TV, watch all kinds of sports on it, and, you know, trying to find something to do. with me and John, I think it was before we were talking about a little bit, went to the Spider-Man movie about a month and a half ago,
yeah.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
And on the left, I started watching the others. My goodness.
Oh, nice.
I think I saw Halloween. Maybe I could dress up Spider-Man. You can help me pick the one for me. Or whatever.
Yesterday or Sunday, one or the other,
And it was really, 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 really good. And a friend of mine helped me with Sean, you're in a laugh, or all the technical people. I'm not technical at all. I have a friend who's technical. And I had a cord missing. It wasn't plugged in, so I thought my VCR was broken. And he plugged it into the television, and it worked. It's like asking you about computers. I don't know what. If it doesn't work, I don't know. But it's interesting. A friend of mine, a friend of our family, said nothing wrong with it. We just plug it back and plug it in to the TV. So, you know, like I got a lot to learn. So,
No, buddy. I thought I was in a movie called The Three. So, hold on. I'm the best sister at the Oscars. And it is a life for the bounce. I'm not going. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ruby is the only living member of a family from Gloucester, Massachusetts. At 17, she works morning before school to help her parents and brother keep their fishing business afloat. But joining her high school's choir club, Ruby finds herself drawn to both her duet partner and her latent passion for singing.
And now I'm with the rhythm and the album.
Yeah, you can see on Apple. Do you have it already, Sean?
Yeah, I bought a movie. It was probably the best movie of the year. It was the best movie of the year.
See, ladies and gentlemen, if that man says it's a good movie, it's a good movie, because that man goes, because the movie more often than the viewer of television, I'll tell you that.
I'm believing on four Oscars.
How many movies do you think you did in a year?
Maybe around 40 to 50.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know your math, there is 52 weeks in a year. So you basically see the movie a week.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Gentlemen, that's a hobby that I would like to get started on. And I have thought about it. We're working on it. I mean, watching it other from the movie theater or watching from home. But we can do that. So that's fascinating that you could. You've seen them all. So it's good.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of fun. I love doing it. I really love doing all that. In the video, but I thought I'm a
teacher. Well, you know, with COVID and everything, we got a big screen of TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And haven't yet lived with that. That's on the list.
No.
But she likes the one here, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to encourage everybody at NBC to find this. I was nervous for her today that I've been in a while because of an exam that she just had, but I wanted to say to her, please make sure you're getting checked out everything. You need that. I don't know how to pronounce it. What do they call it, honey? What do they call the exam you had? I'm doing that wrong. So I didn't mean that. But just make sure if something doesn't look right, you have it checked out. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, we definitely be calling.
Call and phone number is 844-200-4459. Again, that is 844-4449.
And if you want the email address,
our email is nomorebs25@gmail.com. Again, that is nomorebs, the number 25@gmail.com.
No brief calling if you ever have them.
Or even a thought.
Yeah, I have the. Don't worry, waiting, Michael. Would you be okay by any of you? Hi there. How many mother of the mic?
Emily's saying there's a 4-digit code that you have to enter. Is that true?
844-249.
Let me recap what she wrote. 844-249.
844.
Send it to me by text, and I'll send it to her that way.
Directly.
Sorry. Did you hear that? Even though you're in Hollywood at the same time, you send it to her the number.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I was better.
She doesn't know anything about them.
Wow.
Then it hangs up on.
Wow, hold on. I'll be back.
Okay. No worries. So I'll keep everybody entertained. I tried to call us and we didn't know there was a problem with getting into our line. So we find out the problem, we'll fix it for next time and we'll do it again. So we apologize if you're trying to get in and we didn't know that there was a problem. And now we know that there's a problem because we'd be trying to call in and say, hey. Sweet Pea's name is Billy, and I call her Sweet Pea for short. And let's see, I can see one thing about marriage. Let's see, 20 years of marriage, and couldn't live without her. Couldn't live with her sometimes, but you know, no matter what happens, we're there for each other. That's what matters. So. I don't know what's up with the numbers, but we apologize for that if you've been trying to get a hold of us. People don't want to know why they're alive. I'm grateful to be here. I'm just grateful. We started the show, no more BS, but I was nuts. We've done it now for almost 10 months. And, you know, some shows have been really good. I gotta be honest. And some, you know, you can put them back in the can and go, hey, I don't know about that one. And something else. We're working on technical difficulties on the line. If you're wondering where my partner went, he's got a technology mind than I am. I have a bunch. I don't know if I can keep it going. We're not talking. Yeah. Another movie I saw recently. Good morning, Vietnam. Good morning, Olympia, Washington. That's where I am right at the moment. Good evening. So I've been trying to practice for you audience wherever we are. Good morning, Noble BS. All right, Sean Marcino on the phone as we speak. That's why I'm on the phone. But thank you for being our assistant, Abby Taxi. We apologize for phone difficulties. If you're trying to, so thank you for trying. Yes, it will work. There is nothing bad about it. There's something about live radio. Time. Oh my, calling back, at least I can see him. We have connection.
Ninety-five.
Forty.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got the problem. Something about live radio. Woo, what a trip.
Bye,
I'm so sorry. It was the wrong number. She said she was confused, you know. Did you catch all the other number? Okay, Sean, say it one more time and I'll repeat it for her.
424.
Say that again.
243 45 40 40 All right,
I'll try it
again.
All right,
we
should be getting
money.
And I don't know about it. No.
No
worries.
He's
not
going
to
kick us off. Yeah, we're good. I'm going to do that. Michael, I am going to do that.
Yeah, okay.
What's the one old trip? What's the case? You remember from your childhood?
Going to Missouri to see my grandparents.
Awesome.
Yeah. Ava.
I think I have a caller.
Hello, how are you?
I think I need to go outside.
Hello, Emma.
It's in the same house. It's causing problems.
Anyway, I'll ask my question.
Okay.
So what is... your both of your favorite thing to do in the springtime that you can't do in the summer, or you could do in the summer but you can't do in the fall and winter.
I love going on the boat. It's better than going So I can do it for pretty much. Yeah. I know you throw that on. I know. And
there's a guy that I follow his blog. His name is Corey Lee, and he is on the Disney Dream cruise ship right now. And he keeps posting these amazing pictures about how accessible it is on the Disney cruise ship. And it's making me, like, green with envy.
I know.
We've never gone on a cruise with Disney before, and it just sounds really great. No, it's really great. I think I'll send you the link to his Facebook page, and he has pictures of the Disney ship right now because that's what he's doing right now, and he goes on all kinds of interesting adventures, and so I learn a lot about a lot of different places, but one of his favorite things to do is to go to Disney World, and so he went on the cruise ship yesterday, and so he's been posting all about it, so I've been sharing it with all interested parties in the house.
You should see tell them about the room, how accessible it was.
I mean, just incredible. It was just really, really great and big, which is nice, and I don't know. It was just very cool. So it made me feel like, you know, maybe we should reconsider trying again for the cruise.
I know. I was totally bad now because both me and Michael were supposed to be on the
best cruise. We would have right? Our next
this way.
Yeah.
Yep. But
we'll do it again someday.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you fine gentlemen keep talking, and I'm gonna go.
Thanks.
Bye. Have a nice evening, everybody.
Our call and phone number is 844-243. Our call and phone number is 844-243.
No, I'm glad I read that. Yeah. No problem.
No worries.
I know that. Oh, yeah, I was doing it by myself. And I don't know if I even told you this, but I'm going down to Las Vegas. So my sister will be turning 50 years old. I'm with it, buddy.
Wow.
That would be a lot of fun. I'm going there. I'm going to be at the first hotel. I know you've been to Las Vegas before.
Yep. We stayed at it was something pink. Samara pink something.
What up for me?
It was pink, it looked like. Kamiya. It's a bird. I didn't pronounce it wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was pink, like Pepto Bismol all over the floor.
Oh, I know. It's so mean.
It was pink. But it was, I need a little more. I thought it was a little pinky pinky. Pinky is the service, but that's okay. It's fun these days.
Yeah, that's the thing of all that.
Yes.
We can. Two or three hotels down from where we are staying. We had the Paris Hotel. The one with the little Eiffel Tower.
Are you going to that?
Yeah.
You gotta tell me about that. Okay, because I've already thought about taking away there. They were that close to Paris and we'll probably ever get. Yeah, I don't know if it's still there because of COVID. I'll give you a restaurant to check out. And it's called Magazzi's. He's a chef. He is.
Oh,
was so good. I almost dropped my mouth every time I ate it. It's mashed potatoes. Oh, sweet Jesus. I was like, I was in heaven every time.
Up every night. Well, the one night in the Paris Hotel is right by the Planet Hollywood Hotel. So, if we need to escape, we can go to the Planet Hollywood. So, I need the food.
When are you going?
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah. Be around.
Me and Emily and June are going to Leavenworth.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun.
The German town?
I love Leavenworth.
That's where I'll be for my birthday. Matter of fact, we should actually talk about that sometime, because the first Tuesday is probably the second day in June or something like that.
Because
I'll be on the road.
We might be playing a reaper then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, okay, let me get it one more time. And then I'll talk again.
Our call and phone number is 424-243-9540. Again, that is 424-243-9540.
So that is the number. So you're back here.
No worries. So we'll tell you if you're welcome to call anytime, but next time we'll have it more solid so you know the number in one. So don't worry about it. This has been bad conversation. We had one job on the line. It does help know the person that I know that I asked to call me, you know. But yes. So I thought I have no earthly idea what time it is. So.
I was going to play 8:11. Yeah, 8:11. I know I played it before.
Okay, that's good.
I'm gonna replay it. Dark come out of my room. That was an advocacy. And I'm gonna do this. And then I brought you up by one of the big things.
My name is Mike Raymond.
My name is Ivanova, and I'm a member of Allied Advocacy.
Allied Advocacy, Washington State. Sean Latham, who is the power chair, Allied speaks in.
Allies is a coalition of advocates from across Washington State.
George.
Target member are people with any disabilities.
Ivanova.
Most of our members are people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Allies and advocacy are important because we add our own voices. We're the people with disabilities.
We got started in 2012.
At the Self-Advocacy Summit in Seattle.
This is where state and national leaders came from across the country. We advocated that people with disabilities need to be leaders or driving force of the disability movement.
It was the heading, the Proclamation for the Dignity and Rights of All Human Beings.
The biggest success was creating the Proclamation for the Dignity and Rights of All Human Beings.
We advocated for everyone to have equal rights to the community, and we've been able to spread awareness against minimum wages and institutionalization of people with disabilities.
The proclamation speaks all people, including those with disabilities, are human beings, and we have the right, like everyone else, to direct our own life and live in free and safe communities. It was like creating our own civil rights document. I was very honored to be a part of its creation.
What makes it special to me is we're building leadership of people with disabilities.
For too long throughout history, people without disabilities told us how to live. One way we thought we could change is to advocate for people to be hired as real leaders at businesses and organizations. We did not just want to be volunteers or paid employees. Allies has continued that mission to build up leaders as part of the Equal Partners Interstate Congress with four other states.
It's very important for people to be the way they're supposed to.
We got choices just like anybody else.
We want the world to recognize that we all have values, world, and each of us brings unique skills to the table.
We're wanting to show that people with disabilities should have a front voice and be at the table when discussing disability policy around the country and around the world. And we're trying to be a platform to show that people with disabilities are capable of leading our own civil rights movement.
For more information, visit alliesinadvocacy.org.
Not one video. I'm now going to put another video about one of my goals, which is to cut down the age of them. And one of the things. So, I believe it's so dark. A little bit about why we want to cut down. We both did because we had a rally. I'm telling Michael. So the rally,
yeah.
The rally older, the stuff I say about it is done going on.
Shut Them Down Rally is presented by Self-Advocates in Leadership and the Shut Down Coalition. Shut Them Down is a coalition of advocates with intellectual and developmental disabilities, DD, family members, and organizations. We, the coalition, are demanding that the four remaining developmental disability institutions, residential rehabilitation centers, be closed. We have seen that the United States, including the District of Columbia, have set a strong bill to congregate settings like these institutions, and yes, building up the community services so that people with intellectual and developmental disabilities can successfully live in a community. Each state wanted the same thing our people want. What do we want? Shut them down. Again, what do we want? Shut them down. One last time. What do we want? Shut them down. Okay. The Shut Them Down Coalition with our partners, advocates.
And I have the bomb up there very much. We have so many people. I'm starting to do this now. And we are wanting to have what the best for that. I'm going to read. Yeah, so there's a little bit more about. There's a little bit more detail about. Let's sit down and do this. I mean, how are you?
Sean?
Yeah.
We have roughly around 700 views. See anything?
Yeah.
You play an institution in Washington? Maybe less.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah,
at one time. One institution had 15 years, so, you know, there's no reason in the world we should have four of them. I don't believe personally we should have any of them, but my personal view, but so people don't understand, I weren't taking a part, but that's my own personal view. I wouldn't want to live there, so I can't endorse in good conscience to have somebody else say, oh, it's a place for me to live. And then I don't want to live there. So I'm real careful about that because I work for the department that I work for, but on my own belief that have the right to have their own way with the right to have a light.
Amen. I'm going to read you this document. We talk a little bit more about what is going on right now. Every little break I'm hoping.
Here is a shutdown coalition, a coalition of people with intellectual and developmental disability, DD advocates, family members, and partners. We desire to see the remaining four residential rehabilitation centers, DD institutions, close. These DD institutions, including Furcrest, Lake and Village, Rhino Valley School, were opened in 1900 to house people with IDD because of lack of family and community supports. People with IDD were often stuck in RHCs without their permission and often throughout the years faced abuse and or neglect. Disability Rights Washington in 2017 wrote a report listing various incidents of abuse, neglect, and wrongful death claims at RHCs. The report can be found at https://www.cisablitewritegfwa.org/no-excuses/the-shutdown-coalition strongly feels the best place for people with IDD to receive all services, including nursing-level services in the community. People with IDD, when given a choice on where to live, choose to live in the community so that they can meet up with family and friends, go shopping, get a job, attend a community church or club, and do the other hundreds of other things we all like to do in the community. We are writing you to see if you would help us accomplish our mission and see all of these institutions closed.
We would like you to partner us as we advocate and fight to close down these institutions once and for all in Washington State. The Shutdown Coalition will be scheduling educational rallies and some protests in the near future.
So we would like to thank you much for playing. And if you want to be involved, and I know, please contact me through the email we come in. I can give you the email again.
Our email is nomorebs25@gmail.com. Again, that is more BS. The number 25@gmail.com.
So I can find out bells, please drop it. Drop me a line.
John, I'm ready to ask you to send it to me. Because I've seen the report yet. I'd love to read it. Using my screen reader to read it. That's wild. We've come a long way with the AG, but we've got a long way to go.
We do have a long way to go. We're working there.
Well, I was thinking about what it would be like to know. You're talking about the coalition. Tell me more about, I mean, and John, train some of the inner kind of things that I do know, that you know more than I do. The institutions, is it a group or a bunch of people, or are they individuals?
They're both, Michael. We have individual people. Some of the people have lived in the institution before, and
right.
Other people have not.
Right.
But they don't want to live there.
Right.
And then we have a group of people.
That maybe we should do a segment teach people what that is. And why both so sorry about putting them down. Maybe we can do that every couple of times or whatever. But that's just an idea.
Oh,
we actually make a commercial about it and put it in the show. I mean, you know, the brain injury. I mean, how fortunate are we that we get to do this? But it's like seeing someone, see the potential in someone. So, anyway, that's my two cents on that subject.
we wrote down for him in the 5 minutes.
I'm
what are you planning to do tomorrow?
Yeah, buddy, we're playing. So, we'll be here next month on the 3rd, before Cinco de Mayo. We'll be talking about Mexican food, I'm sure. But getting ready for the day. We'll be talking about things that come up.
My birthday almost. I'm not
your birthday,
my friend? 25th.
Pretty damn funny, you know why I say that? Never realized that. 25th and June 7th. Is what, 1 week, 2 weeks apart? Brother, amen. It's the covenant.
If you have 3 7 anymore, it's not like you're going to be busy every year.
No. Time off. We'll figure it out. Even if I have to do it this weekend, I got to see, brother.
I know, yeah.
I love my brother from another
mother. I love him. Oh, one more thing I can tell people. I've been watching American Idol, which is a thing of the day. I've been living out for all the older decades. And they have been doing a good thing. But you like
where's
American Idol on ABC.
American Idol. I think that's the place you want to go to or something. Got it.
It's been really good to be developing over the live round. So if people want to watch the TV, but never recommend it.
He's better than Hollywood, people. He's better than Hollywood. So I want to remind everybody to meet us next month on the 3rd, 7 to 9 a.m. P.M. Not in the morning, people. P.M. I'll be at work. 7 to 9. And we thank you for joining us for those who did it. Thanks for the caller that called in. And any last words from you and the guy?
No, I'm about done. I'm going to get my food needs next. Get some food in and lay down and love beauty for me.
Sounds good. For this evening only, we're going to break it a little early tonight. It'll be all right. Thank you very much.
Sorry for the technical issue.
No. That happens on TV, on radio sometimes. You're the best. Have you got something to eat? And we'll talk soon, my friend.
All right. And then no more BS, people. No more BS.
Hey, so please join us next time. And have a good month, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye. Does that work? Does that do that okay?